Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
We do, Lord. We come to you with a heart of worship today, Father. Seeking your face, Lord, seeking your wisdom. Lord, as we open up the scriptures today, Lord, we open up our hearts to hear, to have hearts to hear, to have ears to hear what the Rhema word of God would speak to us today, the spoken word of God, what would you say to us today, Lord? And we know when we ask, you hear. And we know that if you hear, that we have the petition, we have the answers to the questions that we're asking, Lord, because you are faithful. And we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. We're going to pick up on something the Lord's put in my heart the last 2 months, talking about the seed. Yeah, usually we pray over the offering, but we're going to go to Deuteronomy, so I figured that's going to be a good time. We're going to do a lot of confessing today. When I say a lot of confessing, not I'm a sinner, but I'm a born again, blood washed, Holy Ghost filled child of the King. Come on. That's what we need to be confessing. Now, if you're a sinner, you need to confess. You need to get born again, confess your sins to Jesus and get born again and get saved. But from then on, you're not a sinner. You are a child of the King. And the Word of God helps keep you clean from sin. That's the purpose of it. Jesus came for this purpose, that I would destroy the works of the devil. That's sin. What's the wages of sin? Jesus, deliver me from the power and the sting of that death. Now, death's still going to be destroyed, but Jesus is going to take care of that. Amen. But he's already set us free from death, spiritual death. Amen, because he is the seed. Amen. He not was the seed. He is the seed. Come on. And he brings forth after his kind. What's after the kind of Jesus? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, kindness, meekness. That's what's in the seed. That's what's in Jesus. Amen. No, there ain't no wrath in there. There ain't no hate in there. Because God is love, and they're one. I'm going to read you. This is our keynote scripture on the seed is John 1:1, but I want to read it out of the Amplified. I like the way the Amplified put it. I'm not sure if we got the Amplified. If not, let's just leave it off the screen, Kelsey. I want them to hear the Amplified. I can't remember if we got that version or not. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ. Amen. Messiah. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. Amen. Can't separate the Word from the Father. He was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God. Talking about the seed. All things were made and came into existence through Him. And without Him, not even one thing was made that has come into being. Verse 4, in Him was life and the power to bestow life. And the life was the light of men. Ain't that awesome? That's the Word. That's the seed. That's Christ, Jesus. That's the Messiah. Jesus is the Word of God. He is the expressed image of the Father. Jesus said to His disciples, all those that would hear, he was saying, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. For I do nothing, Jesus said, unless my Father give it to me. Speak it to me. Jesus had been taught in the synagogue. Mary and Joseph took him to the, as their custom was, they went to the synagogue. They went to church. They probably went to church more than Sunday and Wednesday. Because them boys, to be a Jew, your bar mitzvah, if I say that right, I think you had to quote the first five books. Am I right, Jim? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. You had to know it, memorized. Thank God for grace. Amen. I'm a Jew, but I'm a Jew because I was grafted in. And I'm not against the Jews and what they do. They carried the oracles of God. They brought it to the world. They preached the gospel. Old covenant to the new covenant. And they will. They're still going to preach it too. It's called the end times. What are we having in the end times? Good times. Come on. In the end times. If you're born again. And then even if you're born again, some born again Christians don't understand that we can have good times. It doesn't mean we're not being pressed on all sides, but not trampled down. See, because it's in that wine press that the wine would come out. Those grapes were pressed, and then the juice comes out. Olive oil goes in there and it's pressed. The olive is pressed, and then the oil comes out. Well, see, when I'm pressed, when you're pressed or depressed, you need to let the anointing come upon you for service. Come on, the anointed one, the Messiah, Lord, call upon his name. See, the Holy Ghost is on the inside of it, but you need him on the outside sometimes, a lot of times, amen? Lord, what would you have me to do? So, Jesus is the seed. He's the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-present, living seed of the Word of God of his Father. I just saw this morning. The Father is kind of like the person. But when God said light, that's the Word. That's the spoken Word. That's Jesus. Light be. The Father and the Son are one. They're speaking. They're spirit. They're speaking together. And the Holy Ghost, he's bringing it to pass. Come on. He's bringing it to pass. That's what the church, that's what we're called to do now, is to keep bringing that Word to pass. Keep planting it. Keep sowing it. So it'll keep, the harvest will keep coming. Christians, amen? So in that seed, if you drop the D off a seed, you have C. See, God saw it before he spoke it. As we talked about that in Genesis chapter 1. God called the dry, Genesis 1, 10 through 13. God called the dry land earth. And the gathering of the waters he called seas. And God saw it was good. How good? All the time good. Amen. And God said, let the earth bring forth the grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And it was so. Sozo. Amen. And the earth brought forth grass just like God said. But God saw the grass before there was grass. But then the Word made grass. Amen. And herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And then we went to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith, that's a seed. Amen. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That's the way God works. We want to see something happen. We've got to give God faith. We've got to get his faith out. Plant it. Amen. Get it out in the atmosphere. Romans 10, 8 through 10. That is my life scripture. That's how God changed my life and gave me a theme called Say Yes to Jesus. Romans 10, 8 through 10. If I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, the Bible says, I shall be saved. Believing and confessing. I believed it, confessed it. Here I am. 24 years later, born again. Amen. Still born again. Still growing every day. Still planting seed. And still bringing forth harvest. Still bringing forth harvest. For by this the elders obtained a good report. By what? By the faith. They hadn't seen Jesus yet, but they had the promises that was passed on from generation to generation, and they kept saying it. They had feasts that they would put before their eyes and do these feasts. All these things that they did, these sacrifices they made, they were believing on Jesus. They were putting their faith in Jesus. He was the shadow of things to come. Amen. I can't hug Wayne's shadow. I can't hug his shadow, but I can hug Wayne. And if I can see Wayne's shadow, I know he's close. See, they were getting close. They just couldn't hug Jesus yet, but they could get the shadow. My God, Peter, when he got born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, if that shadow touched people that were around him believing, they got healed. That shadow was casting the sun glory. Hallelujah. God will touch you with somebody's shadow if you're believing. You're believing for something, amen? Just a shadow of it. That's called faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds we're talking about, they were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We're talking about a seed. Jesus being the incorruptible seed that was sown into this world. But he was a seed before he was planted. He was the word in heaven. I like the word represents winners. Now you can choose. You can be a winner because of the word, or you can whine about why you ain't getting things. You can be a winner or a whiner. Come on. Be a winner. Don't go around whining and complaining about everything. That's not giving thanks. But I tell you what, winners don't quit either. Winners don't give up. Even I ain't seen it yet, I know something's working. The word is working somewhere. If I've planted it, it's working. Don't give up on it. There's only two types of seed. We found this in Mark 5, verse 21 to the end. And I'm not going to read those scriptures, make you a note. Go read Mark 5, verse 21 to the end of that chapter. Two types of seeds. Seeds of faith, which come from the word of God. And there's seeds of fear, which comes from the word of the devil, evil. Everything that is against God, anti-Christ, anti-Messiah, anti-faith. It's out there. Two seeds. And what are we doing? These ears, we're hearing these all the day. And our soul is our heart. It's our spirit. And the heart will grow whatever you seed you put in it. It's like the earth. It doesn't know. It's just looking for seed. My heart, my spirit's looking for seed. And in the beginning, all it had was good seed, Randy. That's all God was given. Adam was good seed. Don't eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What does that represent? A tree without God's wisdom. Man living without God on what he thinks to be God. That's wrong. That's the wrong tree. All you're supposed to eat of was the tree, all the other trees, and the tree of life. The tree of life, which represents the word, Jesus. It's the fruit with the seed in itself, read. Every time they ate of the tree of life, they just knew more about life, more good about life. Amen. That tree took a form. His form is Jesus. God with us, Emmanuel. He was formed in Mary's belly. The seed, the word of God, the prophecies foretold of old, became impregnated because Mary said, "Be it unto me." Said amen when the angel said, "This has come upon you, you're highly favored, Mary." Not because what she did, but because she believed. She was going to believe in the seed. And then she was going to have the Messiah, Emmanuel. He was going to be born in a mansion. No. We know the story. He was born in a manger. Just go ahead and say it. He was born in a pig's trough. But did that change God's will toward man? Didn't care how he was born, where he was born, he was born. Amen. I don't care where you are, where you're going. If you're not born, get born again. If you're not born again, get. I don't care where you are. Getting to know Jesus right there is your place. You might be in a messy place, but call on Jesus. He'll get you free. Amen. The seed will set you free. But fear is the same way. Fear brings a harvest, just like faith brings a harvest. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's the same law that works. Whatever seed goes in, there's a harvest coming out. It's going to bear after its kind. That's why you need to cut fear out. Amen? Cut it off. Faith has a harvest. Same way. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. The seed produces after its kind. Luke 6:45 says, Jesus taught us this, says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart, out of his spirit, brings forth fruit which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, his mouth will speak. You get the seed in there, unless you dig it up, it's going to bring a harvest. It's going to come out of your mouth. That's how Christians, we should know each other by our love. And if I'm not hearing love, I'm not saying they're not a Christian, but there's been some seeds planted that came out that need to be rooted up. You need to, we need to get you another garden, get you another plot of land tillered up here and get some good seed in you. Because God wants you blessed. Some people, some Christians wonder why their life's falling apart. What's coming out of your mouth? Amen. That's where it starts. Falling apart starts with what you're saying. Actually, what you believe in, what you're putting in your heart. You know, y'all don't want me to sing. Y'all don't want me to bring up Hee-Haw. Y'all know those jingles. See, I can hum it, but don't see the words. They want to come right up. Them old Hee-Haw songs, gloom, despair. I tell you what, I understand why there was no rain in the beginning. I don't like cloudy days. It's just gloomy and misty. It's, but compared to sunlight, blue sky, and you bring the clouds, it's just gloomy. And I don't like working in it. I don't like driving in it because I got to go in and out of it. And I'm like, Lord, I know why there was no rain. He watered the earth from up from beneath. Because it's blue sky. Man, it's just, the people get depressed when there's people that don't have the solid foundation. Give them rain for a week, a day or two. They can't get out. They got to stay at home. My God, it rained how many days when Noah, when the flood was coming? 40 days. Can you imagine being in an ark 40 days, cramped up with all kind of animals? You're going to need some word, buddy. I'm sure Noah was studying to show himself approved. He's locked up in a boat, but God's in there with him. Jesus shut the door. Jesus is the door. I tell you what, that was one of them boats. Amen. I didn't think about that, but that was a big boat. Jesus got in the boat. He told Noah to build the boat. He gave him the plans. You think God's going to sit there and not help the man? Come on. He helped him. The Holy Ghost blew that ark where it needed to go. Amen. God's good. He had a plan. Evil was cursing the earth, but God had a plan. He always has a redeemer. He's going to save a remnant. Amen. Eight people got off of Noah's ark. Eight people survived that flood. Why? Because they were faithful. There was evil in the world. Darkness was in man's heart. But Noah found grace. Grace is needs to be your place. Amen. You can find it. It's in Jesus. He is the Word. He's full of grace and truth. And if we plant that grace and truth in our heart, that's what we'll have. We'll be displaying grace and truth. Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever we sowing, that's what you're going to be growing. Kelsey's got a PowerPoint right here. I want to help us a little bit. I can't remember if I see what y'all see. Yeah, I see that. What is that? Okra. How do you know it's okra? Huh? You can see it. You know what it tastes like? For many years, I didn't because I didn't taste it. I didn't know the okra was good. God is good. How do you know? I've tasted. He's proved himself worthy. Amen. Now see, okra on the left, yeah, it works both ways. On the left is my vision. That's what I want. But until I had okra, I never knew what okra was. Somebody's got to cook it for you and feed it to you or make you eat it. You know, a lot of times we were made to eat what's on your plate. Either eat that, well, if you don't want it, you're going to be hungry later, but that's all you're getting. So you had to test the table, test that plate. And I like fried okra, crispy. Now, some people like it slimy and different things. When I say slimy, just that's in casseroles, whatever, but I like it crispy. And our Thanksgiving dinner, I can't remember anybody bringing okra, but Sherry's brother brought fried okra. I had me about three helpings of it. Because it was there. I had my first helping, and I gave other people opportunity. And I went back, and it was still there, so I made me two or three helpings, Pastor Reed. Why? I like fried okra. And I usually don't get that till summertime. Why? Somebody had taken it and frozen the okra. Because it only grows in certain seasons depending on the weather. Why? Turn it around. The okra package has instructions. Now, I might have to read it from this version. Amen. Planting instructions. Seed instructions. Come on. Everybody got one of these? You can find one in front of your pew. We can get you one if you need one, but you need some instructions. The B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before you leave this earth. God don't need you leaving before you finish your purpose. And your purpose is to bring glory to God for a long time. Live long time. It says, with long life, I found that seed. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my seed, salvation. I'll show you Jesus. And he gets sweeter day by day. Jesus. And see, that's the instructions. Just like on that seed packet, sow two seeds. I didn't know this. We sowed some okra. I only sowed one. Well, I don't know. Sherry was sowing the seed. I was just putting the dirt over it. Sow two seeds every 18 inches directly in the garden in full sun after danger of frost. Frost is called what? Curse. Curse is trying to kill your seed. Devil. Frost is the devil. He's out for your seed. Thin to one plant every 18 inches. And when seedlings are 2 inches tall, meets cotton pest quarantine. Y'all figure that out on your own. Pick pods when they become 3 to 4 inches long, because you know if you don't get that, if you let that okra get too big, it gets all hard and tough. Because what it's trying to do is trying to produce seed. It needs to get seed back in the ground. If you let it mature, don't let the okra mature. Because when it matures, it can't bring no more okra. It'll get so big that it takes all the life out of that plant, and you can't have more okra. I don't just like one okra. I like a pod. I like a lot of okra. So you got to cut it. Keep cutting it. Keep cutting it. See, God needs to get good things in us. He's got to keep cutting off that bad stuff, cutting off that bad stuff, cutting off that bad stuff so what more good stuff can come. That's why we stay in the Word of God. Amen? And God keeps pruning us and purging us so we can bring forth more fruit. Amen? And then it even shows you down here, in June you can plant in those blue colors, May and June. Well, what if I want okra in April and June, but I want to plant in Canada. I want to plant it up north. Well, guess what? You can plant it, dummy, but it ain't going to work. There's a law. That seed has to have a certain amount of temperature and water and sunlight to grow. If you go planting up there when the temperature's not right, it ain't coming up, honey. It ain't coming up. Follow the instructions. There is a broad gate and a narrow gate. The broad gate leads to destruction. Don't go that way. This is instructions. But there's a narrow gate that leads to life. Follow that gate. Amen? Follow that gate. God wouldn't tell us something that wasn't true. He's given us the instructions. I got another seed. I like okra. I told Kelsey to pick the ones I like. I didn't know she was going to go with Brussels sprouts because I didn't used to like them. My wife said, you need to start eating more green. Yeah. And then she put some butter, a lot of butter, and salt and pepper, and I started liking Brussels sprouts. I'd say she smothered them in butter, salt and pepper, and I like them. I liked it. Now, Brussels sprouts, you see, there's your vision, and there's your seed. They look a lot different, don't they, Wayne? Have you ever taken an apple seed and ate it? Any seed and ate it? It's bitter, ain't it? That apple seed, it was bitter. I'm like, man, don't eat your seed. When God gives you something, see, you got to understand there's seed time and harvest. There's bread and there's seed. Help me with that, Jim. There's bread for the seed to sow, bread to eat. So when you get a harvest, you need to ask the Lord, Lord, is this my bread or is this my seed? And he'll give you the answer. Because he knows somebody needs some bread out there and somebody needs some seed too. See, a farmer just don't plant what he needs. He plants more than he needs. And he doesn't give away. He saves some of his seed for the next crop. That's a wise man. Amen? God don't want you giving everything away. He knows you need seed. But he also knows you have needs. And That need was supplied through Jesus. That is a perpetual. That seed all is always bringing forth. It don't matter what season. It don't matter hot, cold. Jesus is always bringing forth fruit. Amen. It's an incorruptible seed. And the back, see the Brussels sprouts. They start seeds indoors. I've never grown Brussels sprouts. 6 to 8 weeks before the last frost, after danger of frost, that frost is a bad dude, ain't he? Sow outdoors. Thin when plants are a few inches tall. Typically in season, August through March. Prime season is September to mid-February. So, whatever you like, sow it. Do you like being blessed? Huh? Be a blessing. You like being blessed every day? Be a blessing every day. It is possible. Why? With God, all things are possible. See, you're not alone. Once you get born again, you're not alone. But He's not going to make you do anything. We got to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. See, the Bible is our seed store. We're working on a project. We're going to have a seed store here. You can go in there and get. They're out here now. We're just going to make a store. We're going to have books you can take home, check out. Won't cost you anything. Good books, good reading, CDs, DVDs. Take them home. I just gave a couple good books out this morning to Miss Tammy and read. One of them is called Understanding the End Times by Bob Yandin. And help me on that one, Reed. Flowing in the Gifts of the Supernatural by Greg Moore. He's Karis. He's one of our partners. He's the president of Karis Bible College up in Colorado Springs. And he was also a pastor for like 20, but then it was under, his pastor was Bob Nichols out, I believe, in Texas. And a big church out there that taught him the word. See, bringing forth after their kind. Amen? And see, now your reading pleasure might be different as far as the word needs to be the foundation. But if you got a call to be an evangelist, or you got a fivefold calling, pastor, evangelist, teacher, apostle, prophet, you might be more in tune to books that speak on prophecy or speak on Reinhard Bonnke. Anybody know Reinhard Bonnke? He's in heaven now, but he was an evangelist. He was sent to the nations over there in Africa, Kenya, millions of people coming to his crusades. They were crusades. Now in heaven, but his teachings are still available. The seeds are still here on the earth. Precious seeds. See, the Bible is our seed store, if you will, and the Bible also has the instructions just like that seed packet. You got an old covenant, got a new covenant. But they agree. They work. The Spirit and the Word, they agree. They're two different covenants, but the Word's still the same. The Word is just as good in the old as it is in the new. Hasn't lost its power. It's holy. And this Bible has the instructions on how we can live as days of heaven on the earth. I've heard some good preaching on that by Pastor Dr. Jim Howard. So what are you hungry for, hungry man? Is it mashed potatoes? I think that flew over some. I worked in retail. There's a box. It's called Hungry Man, Mashed Potatoes. I just want to let y'all know I wasn't just saying that. I just had some mashed potatoes. Their instant potatoes are not as good as those, the one Reed would make. You know, you cut the potatoes up and you mash it and you add those homemade potatoes. Not as good as that, but they'll do in a rush, amen. Boil you some water, pour in the packet of mashed potatoes. However they make that stuff. So what are we hungry for? What is missing in your food pantry? Mine's stacked with all kind of stuff. Do you have more than enough so when your neighbors or friends come over, you can meet their needs too? Or are sometimes you in the end times, you're kind of worried about things in the end times and you got your shotgun ready. It's just me and my four, no more. I hope that's not you. That's not the seed store. We need to be ready to give. And be ready for the rapture at any time. The trumpet can blow and we go out of here and we don't need all that stuff then. It's just the ones that's left behind is going to need that. But they're going to need the Word of God. They're going to need those Bibles. They need the Bibles now. They need the foundation now. But Once we gone, that old Antichrist, the son of perdition, he's going to rise up. See, he can't rise up until we leave, until the rapture. He can't set up his kingdom until this kingdom is gone. The born-again believers. Because why? Because we resist evil. As long as Christians are alive, that's what we're called to do, is resist the evil one. And if one Christian is on this earth resisting the devil, he can't win. Why? Because Jesus defeated him. 2,000 years ago, the devil defeated him. And we have more power than the devil. Because he's a created being. He's not the creator. Talking about the devil. Lucifer. God didn't create the devil. He created Lucifer. So what do you need? You need some peace? 2 Peter 1:2. And I'm relying on Kelsey. I'm going to read right there. Grace and peace. What do you need? Need some grace and peace? You know where you find that at? In the knowledge of God. It's in the book. Grace and peace be multiplied you through the seed, the knowledge of God and of Jesus, the seed, our Lord. You keep seeking Jesus, you'll have grace and peace. Amen? You won't know why you'll have peace. You'll have peace that you can't even understand why you got peace. It's the seed bringing forth after its kind. Be still and know that I'm the Lord. Be still. That's peace. James 3:18. And the fruit of the righteous is sown in peace. Of them, what? That make peace. The seed bears forth after its kind. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God. Amen? That doesn't mean we're going to, as long as we keep keeping the peace, we're going to see him one day. No, we can see him today. Hey, come on, we can see Jesus today. And a healing in my body. And a blessing in my checking account. That's God manifesting his promise to us, Reed. In a relationship restored. In a lost one coming home. That's the fruit of salvation. Need some peace? How about Hebrews 13:20? This is in the seed store. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of an everlasting covenant. That's just what we did today. We remembered that blood covenant that we have entered in with Jesus. And we're now joint heirs with Christ. Amen. And one more, if you need some peace, these are just a few. You can go through your Bible and you can find a lot more. I just did a couple. I felt these were my special ones, my special seeds. Colossians 1:20. Get you some peace. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, you need to go to the cross. If you don't have peace in your life, if you're not born again, you need to go to the cross. That's where Jesus shed his blood for you. And once you get to the cross, you get born again, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you need to go to Pentecost. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues is just one evidence that you got filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Amen? And then that'll take you to the promised land. When the devil comes against you, you got the seed of the Word of God. You got power. You got the Word and the seed. You got the Word and the Spirit agreeing that brings power. What? To overcome. The Rhema word will come and you'll hear it. Why? The anointing brings you ears to hear. Amen? Not what man says, what God is saying. Come on, God is speaking. The blood of the cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. God, Jesus brought them all together. See, we got a better covenant. We got not only authority in the earth, Jesus gave authority in heaven. All power is given to Jesus, and he's seated. Need some joy? We talked about peace. Anybody need some joy? We sung about it this morning. Joy. You got joy. It's in your born-again spirit. But sometimes your body you need to have a teaching with your spirit and your body, your soul man. We're gonna have a meeting. I remember reading one book. You guys, Jim, y'all might remember this. This one charismatic lady, Pentecostal lady, got born again, and she'd been believing God. And she said, "Something ain't working here." She had a conversation. She said, "God, I got a problem. We got some problems here. She got together, got her broom, got her chairs, and pulled out three chairs in her kitchen. Said, "We're gonna have a conversation right now, God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and you're gonna get me some answers." In other words, this woman was persistent, and she sat down, in other words, she believed in Jesus is sitting there, the Father's sitting there, and the Holy Ghost sitting there, and she got her answer, Reed. She pressed in. She's like the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed in to get that answer, and she got her answer. I don't remember what it was, but I know it was a good book. And she said, "I'm not going to go without I'm going to get an answer from the Father. That's the faith. That's persistent. That's dogmatic faith. That's the kind of faith God likes. When you got a sick friend and you go get him and you tear up the Lord's house, tear his roof down and let this guy down that's paralyzed or whatever going on, and Jesus looked up and what? He saw faith. And that guy not only walked, he took up that old cursed bed he had. Why? Jesus didn't want that old cursed bed in his house. Take your bed and get up out of here. I'm sure he got outside and he threw that bed away. Why? The power. That's faith, buddy. Now don't come to my house breaking down the door to try to get me to pray for you for something. Ring the doorbell or call me. Don't break my door down. Come on. Or don't come to my roof. Just call. I'll answer him. Amen. But the main thing is that was faith says I'm going to go get. They couldn't get in the front door. There was no room for them to get in. My God, Jesus couldn't even get in the inn to be born. I didn't stop Joseph and Mary. He heard from God. And Mary said, Joseph, it's time, buddy. I can't ride this donkey no more. Get me somewhere. And there it was in the inn. And that's where life begins, in the womb. Amen? When the seed and the egg come together, that's when conception, that's called conception. Amen? That's called life, the seed of life. Need some joy? Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless, come on, faultless, before the Lord, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Talking about Jesus. See, if you're seeing yourself, you're always seeing your faults, then you're not going to have joy. You're going to see yourself in misery. Always falling short. That's called sin. But Jesus replaced that with his blood. That's what we partook of. Sin, no more. Don't let sin have dominion over you. Keep my word. Keep confessing that word. Keep planting those seeds. And you'll have joy. John 15:11. Talking about joy unspeakable and full of glory. These things, Jesus said, I've spoken to you that my joy might remain. So if it can remain, what can happen? That it might remain, that means it's possible for it not to remain in you. That it might remain in you, that your joy might be full. He's not talking about it's not in your spirit. Joy is in your spirit, but it don't have to remain in your soul, in your emotions. See, sometimes we can tell what people experience by their body language. See, that's their soul man. But they could be born again. We got to get that joy pumping out of them. We got to prime the pump. What? With the word of God. Give them something exciting. The seed. Amen? Now, I'm not big on greens, but Reed introduced me to greens. You know, come on, Pastor, test the waters a little bit. And I dabbed a little bit of them greens at Golden Corral, and they wasn't too bad. I didn't go fill my plate up with them. But I tasted them. Amen. Wayne said he did. There's a lot of people saying these things about Jesus. They ain't never tasted him. They ain't never experienced him. They just heard a lot of religion, a lot of religious ideas. I've tasted. Jesus has demonstrated his power to me. And sometimes I don't feel like it, but I don't care what I feel like. We got to keep pressing on because the seed will bring forth after its kind. It's a law. Now, there's an enemy against that seed, and that's called unbelief. Unbelief is like the hoe to the gardener. If you get into unbelief, that hoe is going to dig your seed up out of the ground. That unbelief will come in there and what? It'll make the word of God of no effect. That's the problem. It's not the seed. It's who's watch after the seed. Me. It's me, oh Lord. What am I saying? You can't say, I'm having corn seed. And change your mind and say, no, after you plant the seed, no, I won't tobacco. I won't, what is it going to say? Tobacco seed. I won't okra seed, squash seed. You can't manipulate the system. You got to dig it up and start over. Jesus said you can't have sweet water coming out of a bitter fountain. You can't have good fruit coming off of a bad tree. You gotta have good fruit. You gotta have the good seed. It bears after its kind. So if you got some bad stuff, just ask the Lord, where is it, Lord? Where's that seed at? I need to get it out of my life. And he'll show you where it is. It could be unforgiveness. It could be you're not giving. It could be you're not trusting God. But don't give up. Come to church. Come to Wednesday night Bible study. Go online. Now, I'm beefing us up because you can go to other ministries, but we got our stuff online. You can go back and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. I'm not giving me kudos. I'm giving the Word kudos. I believe what I'm preaching here. There's some things I hadn't seen in my life, but I'm still sowing seed. Sometimes the enemy brings droughts. Not God. The enemy will bring droughts. There's people that suffered, not because of anything you've done, because what we're suffering because of what other people have done. So don't try to figure out, don't blame God. Things we're going through is because other people out here not obeying God, bringing all this stuff on us. So we just got to put our umbrella of grace up and say, you know what? I'm going to be like Isaac. I'm going to sow, even when it don't look like I shall sow, even in this drought, and God's going to give you a hundredfold return. Amen? In other words, things don't look right. Inflation's 8%. Oh, man, it's being possible. Raise your giving up to 16%. Whoa, man, that got quiet, didn't it? Double what? Double for your trouble? I'm talking about inflation in America. 8%, it makes you not want to go out and buy things like you used to, right? It ain't changed. Y'all can see it ain't changed my habit too bad. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing, but I ain't been fasting more often than I should, Lord. But it didn't change my thinking. Don't let the world conform you. You got to let the Word transform you. Don't be squeezed in this mold of inflation. Oh, inflation nation. No, I serve the God of abundance. And He's able. I said, He's able. Cain slew Abel, but God's still able to raise Abel from the dead. Why? Because of the seed of Jesus. He said, His blood cries to me, Cain. His blood. But God even gave mercy to Cain. Why? Sin. Not Cain, not Abel. Sin. Disobedience. It was killing the world. It was killing. Stealing, killing, and destroying. That's what sin does. That's what the devil does. But God. Come on. But God sowed life. He kept sowing the seed. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts, talk about joy. Acts 15. Anybody got some joy? Anybody sensing some joy on the outside? Hallelujah. What did I say? Because Acts 15:3, and being brought on, this is after the church was born. Being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy. You know, I think there was a lot of Gentile people that got real happy because they're saying, hey, you're in the covenant now. You're not outside the camp. You're inside the camp because of the blood of Jesus. In other words, the cross was the great divide. There had been division in the earth, but now God's bringing Jew and Gentile. The Jews got jealous. They got in pride, but the Gentiles got inside. Amen. We got inside the covenant. That's me. That's all those that are not a natural Jew. We got grafted in. That's called mercy. Amen. That's called Jesus is the seed, man. He came in and He destroyed all that curse. And then we got Acts 20:24. Talking about joy. I'll get you these notes if you want them. But none of these things, Paul talked, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might what? The only way you're going to finish your course is with joy. And Jim, I know you won't mind me saying this. Jim's been through, as far as his first wife, Jane, for 10 years, she battled an old, ugly dementia. He pressed on. He pressed on. I know there's times that he was pressed, but he pressed on. Joy kept him going. It wasn't happiness. It was the joy of the Lord. It was the Word of God that was bringing fruit in his life. Now, Jane's in a far better place. But she don't want Jim. She didn't want Jim to quit. Who was it? Just Tammy just testified about Robert Gould. We don't know what he was battling, but he left and he didn't leave. Well, when I say he left before his time allotted, and his wife, they were asking her why she known him being sick. Why would you let him continue on preaching when he could have stayed home and rested and maybe live longer. She said, I couldn't deny him that thing that was burning on the inside of him. It was him coming up here and preaching the word of God. That's like Jim. Though he's lost a precious thing, just temporarily. Just temporary. When you find a wife, you find a good thing. Well, Jim got two of them. He's had two of them now. Two good things. Amen. Five days. Victory Christian Center. He hand here. His body didn't have much strength, but it wasn't his body that was keeping him standing. It was his spirit. It was the word of God that was what bringing forth fruit until him and the Father made a decision. And that was between him and God. He knew when he needed to go. And just like Jesus said, Father, into your hand I'll give my spirit. I'm sure there was a time, there was a decision made. But you know what? The seed, his harvest is living on in his people. See, everything he was speaking, he was sowing. He was shooting seeds out there. So now that church, that people, they got to rise. And there's a pastor already allotted for that place, and I believe by the grace of God it's going to be the right one. That's what they need to do. But it's the joy. Because of the joy, that's what presses us on. Through all this persecution, you don't think in the end times we need to know that there's joy on the inside of us? When all hell literally is falling around us in areas. And think about, there's places, Jerusalem and Israel, they're always under wartime. I couldn't imagine being under, and sirens going off that there's a missile coming. But there's angels over there fighting for the peace of Jerusalem. When we pray, there's angels knocking missiles. I know they got that dome. They got a great missile. Israel's got some technology. They got some powerful stuff over there. But some of them, they miss some of the missiles, and the angels say, I got this one. I got that one. Why? Psalm 91. God's word's not going to fail. Everything he says is going to happen. He's going to protect his people. He's going to come back and fight for them before the devil thinks he's going to win over that place. But until then, we in the army too. Amen. We fighting for righteousness. All right, we're going to end up on some healing because some of us might need some healing in this place. I don't know. I think we'll finish this out. I ain't going to keep you too long. I need to finish these last two. Need some healing? I put my hand up. I tell you what, as long as you're on this earth, you're going to need some healing. Because this body, this earth is underneath a curse. And see, your body is the dirt. Our body is the dirt. But that's when our spirit, that's when we got to go to our spirit. Jesus delivered me from the curse. He became the curse. But see, your body is not what? It's not raised incorruptible yet. So as long as we're here, we got to be fighting this body with the word of God. Fighting sickness. Fighting old age. Amen. That's a curse. To get old and die is a curse. We're going to have a glorified body. Just like Jesus. He's the first fruit, what, of many brethren. Mom doesn't have her physical body and bones yet, but she's in heaven with Jesus. Her spirit and soul are there. But she's going to get her body back. You're born again, you're going to get your body back. Better. Amen. It's going to be perfect. No moles, no skin tags, no extra this. It's going to be prime time, buddy. I am looking for that day. What a glorious day. But until then, we need some healing. 1 Peter 2:24 was one of my scriptures I held on to. Jesus, on himself, on his body, he had a natural body, but he took on his body, on that tree, on the cross, he took our sins into his body. And being dead to sins, we should live unto righteousness by whose stripes you were healed. You were healed. Past tense. But your body without the spirit is dead. That's why you have to keep informing it so it'll live. Come on, keep speaking to it so it'll live. Can these bones live? The prophet, God asked, can these dry bones live? Lord, you know. Lord, you know. Hey, life only brings forth life. So this body can live. Devil don't want you to live. You got to keep fighting him. Keep giving him the word of God. Keep cutting his head off with the word of God. Psalms 107:20. sent his word. He sent this. God sent his seed. He sent the best. And the best is yet to come. Watch us grow. Come on. That's a good word. Watch us grow. Watch the church grow in power. We're going to bring forth after God's kind, Reed. We're going to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. We're going to see our children rise up and know they are a boy or a girl, period. They were made by God, and God doesn't mess things up. He gets things better. Confusion has to bow its knee. Our people, our God's people are going to be free from this these demonic attacks that's going around the world. Hallelujah. Going to be healed. Psalms 103:2-4. Psalms 103. I tell you what, I'll just stop right there. We had our family get together last night for Christmas, and one of our, I'll call her my niece now, that she was in bondage for many years. Her dad abused her. He is now dead. I hope he knew Jesus. But she was treated badly. I'm talking about bad. And when we get together, my last living aunt, Mama's sister, she spoke, and my oldest sister spoke. Anybody want to just say anything, just be thankful before, and then I bless the food. And her, she spoke out. And she's only maybe 13 years old, been through hell, I'll just say it, abuse. But now her sister, I don't call her stepsister, her sister, adopted her, got full custody about 2 or 3 months ago. She spoke out. She was one of the third people to speak, and she was just so thankful for family and so thankful for a gathering. You know what I saw? I saw the power of God being in display there. She was speaking out. She'd been in bondage, and she was seeing freedom. That's what the seed does. That's what healing does. And she was being, as she was speaking, I'm just seeing her being healed. And I went and told her, I said, you're going to be a leader. I said, it takes courage to speak out what you've been through, to speak out how blessed it is to be around people that care about you and love you. And she was engaged. People she hadn't even met, she was just coming over there, engaging with them, playing with them. She's seeing family. She's seeing God. Amen? That's healing. What about your bank account? We're going to close right here. No, we're not closing your banking account. You might have to open up another banking account. We're just closing right here. What about your bank account? Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, not the banker, not GE appliances don't make me rich. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich. That comes with the seed. It's in the seed. It brings forth after its kind. You keep walking with Jesus and blessing others, you will be made rich. You'll be richer today, richer tomorrow than you was yesterday. You might be healthier. You might have more money, but you're going to be better. Amen? Because the seed brings forth after its kind. You keep blessing people, you will be blessed. It's a law. It works every time. Deuteronomy 28:1-14, and then we'll close with this. Read. We used to confess over our blessing. This is it, Reed. We're going Deuteronomy 28:1. I want you to read this with me. And it shall come to pass, if we shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord our God, to observe and do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if we shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord our God. Blessed shall we be in the city, and blessed shall we be in the field. Blessed shall we be in the fruit of my body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall we be in thy basket, and blessed shall we be in the store. Blessed shall we be when we come in, and blessed shall we be when we go out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in your storehouses, bank accounts, and in all that you set your hand to, and he will bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God is going to give thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, and he, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Open thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, and shall not borrow. Hey, come on. Yes. To the right. Amen. Amen. The big two-letter word there is if. If you will plant the seed, you will have a harvest. That's the harvest. That's God's vision. It hasn't changed to bless us spiritually, financially, emotionally, and socially. Every area of your life. And if you're not, don't give up. Keep watering the seed with your praise, with your thanksgiving, with your obedience. Because he said, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the goodness of the land. So keep chasing after those promises. And keep digging up the weeds, the unbelief that tries to get before your eyes or in your ears. All that we see, we can't stop everything coming out, but we can stop it from getting in. I said, you can stop it from getting in. That means you filter it through the filter of faith. That's not God. That's not God. I don't receive that seed. I don't receive that seed for my children. My children are blessed. They're like an arrow that I'm going to shoot out into a. They're light arrows that I'm shooting out into the world. Even when they don't look pretty, God calls them light. God calls them a blessing. They're a gift from God. So you keep calling them that. Amen? You keep calling them that because your words have greater authority than the devil's words. See, what he's planted, we can root it up by faith. We can root those seeds up. Amen? We can send angels to watch over and protect them. Angels on assignment. Watch over my kids. I remind the Lord. He said, remind me of what I've said. Command me concerning the works of my hands. He said, command ye me. God said, I'll do it. Because every time we're losing, the devil's winning. And that ain't in God's plan. It's not in his plan for the devil to win. Because we're his children. Amen. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the message. We thank you, Lord, for the seed, for Jesus, who has met every need of mankind. And Father, I pray, we are praying right now for the lost in Cabarrus County right now, all those in this area and in Mooresville, Lord, wherever we have our feet right now, Lord, we're willing vessels, Lord. Send us out as those shafts of light, Lord. Let us draw those that are lost. Draw them to you, Lord. We're here to go fishing, Father. And we're fishing for souls. We're fishing for those that are lost to be found and for the sick to be healed. Lord, you're the healer, but we're your hands and your feet. We're the church, and you have commission. You have given us authority to go heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils that are unlawfully working in this earth. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for manifesting. You said you would confirm the word priest with signs and wonders. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I call this people, this group of body, this body free in the name of Jesus. Lord, where the enemy would be trying to get a foothold, a stronghold right now, Lord, I speak freedom over them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving in our midst right now, manifesting God's glory and power in our lives, in our minds, in our bodies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel like there's somebody just thinking, there's no way. There's no way this is going to happen. Just like they stood before the Red Sea, there was a lot of people saying, Pastor, there's no way. There's no way we're going to be able to get through. There's no way. God made a way. But they had to step. They had to step in that water. They had to stretch forth their faith. Just like, well, you got to stretch forth your faith. Say, God, there is a way. Jesus is the way. And you keep stepping by faith, and the waters will move. The devil will flee. You got a little ladybug. Look at that little ladybug. I got him. Hallelujah. He trying to stay on me, Reed. Thank you, Jesus. There is a way. Jesus, the seed. Keep planting seeds. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Right knee.
Right knee.
Stand up, Cecil. You're going to get what you prayed for. Father, we thank you, Lord. We're standing. As Cecil stands, we're standing in faith that he's believing what he's confessing is going to come to pass, that he's going to have a new knee. He ain't going to have no more problem walking, getting up, bending or anything, Father. He's going in a fiery place, and you're going with him, Lord. That fire is a consuming fire. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. And we just thank you for that peace. He's got peace that passes understanding, Lord. And we just thank you for the harvest. He's already seen the harvest, Lord. He's blessed. Blessed coming in and blessed going out. And we agree in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody else need prayer, need agreement? Need prayer, need agreement. Cindy. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you right now for that confession of faith. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for displaying your grace to that family, revealing yourself to them, that whole family, in a mighty way, revealing yourself as the Son of Righteousness, as the Savior of the world, Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and as their Messiah, the only Messiah. Father, we thank you for that right now, Lord. And we give you the praise for coming into that family's life, right in the middle of them, Lord, right now. And we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Stand up for me, brother. Stand up. Who? Daphne? Oh. Daphne Moore. All right, Lord. Two lungs right now, Father God. We need two new lungs. Lord, let it be according to thy word, Father God, that you have already given her what she needs right now. And we just, by faith, we just agree right now, Lord, that two of us, Lord, agreeing that, Lord, you could touch her lungs right now by a mighty, mighty work of your miracle-working grace. And Father, we just thank you for that right now, Lord. We send forth the word. We send forth that healing word to her right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Chubb. What was her name, Chubb? Speedy? All right, I like that. Well, we just lift up Speedy right now. You know exactly who we're talking about, Father. Lord, you said all things are possible. We just believe that she wouldn't have to go through surgery, Lord. You could touch her spine. Lord, whatever this surgery needs, Lord, whatever needs to happen, Lord, you can do it by the surgery of the Holy Ghost. Father, we just release our faith right now for miracles, for healings right now, Lord. We just plant seeds of healing to her right now, Lord. Lord, let this crop come soon. Lord, let it be a quick healing. Let it be a speedy healing for Speedy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We send that word to her, Lord. Be it unto her, Lord, according to her faith. Give her faith. Give her the gift of faith, Father God, to receive that miraculous touch, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sinuses. Are they here today? Okay. Well, Dale has the word of God on the inside of him. So, Father, we just lift those children up right now, Lord. Let Dale, Lord, give Dale that rhema word for these kids right now, Father. Just let that anointing just come upon Dale right now to speak that word. Lord, we just release the word. Speak against that congestion, sinus infection, whatever it may be. Lord, clear those sinuses out right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call forth that harvest. Call that harvest right now. Call it up out of the ground, Lord, out of their spirit right now to overtake their bodies in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.